I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Don't put away the deer hunting gear just yet. With the kids out of school and family coming into town for the holidays, a couple of more seasons left for some family hunting. I'll explain more in a moment. The State Division of Natural Resources reminds hunters there are more hunting opportunities for deer in the calendar year, a couple of antlerless hunting seasons.
The 26th and 27th is a designated youth season, and then the 28th, 28th through the 31st would be for anybody else that has a Class N tag or a landowner that wants to hunt on those privileges.
That's Keith Grants with the West Virginia DNR, who says it's a great time to make some memories and make time for the family.
Oh, sure. And, you know, anytime your kids are home from school or college or whatever, and they you have an opportunity to take them out, you know, that's perfect time to do it, because their schedules are so busy, it's hard to make that time anymore, it seems.
Both are antlerless hunting opportunities, which are common in West Virginia, but Krantz says the idea here is to use those seasons to keep population levels of deer in check and to give hunters more opportunity.
We try to use, you know, the antlerless season. In fact, we do use the antlerless season in order to control population size. And we provide multiple opportunities, whether it's through either sex hunting and archery, the October antlerless season, it's not an either sex season, but if you have a Class N tag during the buck gun season, you could kill an antlerless deer during those days. And then, you know, we have these type of seasons too, to provide as much opportunity as we can for people to fill their 3 antlerless deer, you know, bag limit with a gun, or, they have opportunity with their bows, of course, to hunt till the end of the year.
He also reminds us those deer are probably going to be a bit leery.
It's a season that it's a lot of fun. Sometimes it's really cold. The deer have been hunted, so they are pretty wary. So, you know, a lot of times they're running before, you know, you might have a chance to shoot at one. It's probably a good time to get in the woods and sit down and let them come to you instead of you trying to go to them.
Couple of more opportunities to do some deer hunting with family before the year's out. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.